This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Bloomberg, as you might have heard, is in a bit of a sticky wicket. The company, founded by the New York City mayor of the same name, makes most of its money from its data terminals, which sit on trading and analyst desks all over the world. The problem is that people who work at Bloomberg can see what those traders and analysts are doing on those terminals, what they're searching for, what data they look at, that kind of thing. Until this all became public last week, reporters working for Bloomberg News could see that data, too, thus putting them in a simultaneously advantageous and somewhat questionable position. Today, Bloomberg hired the former CEO of IBM to advise it on what a proper position might be. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the rest of that story.
The Bloomberg terminal isn't cheap. It costs about $20,000 a year. There are more than 300,000 of them operating all over the world, says Max Wolf, a senior analyst at Greencrest Capital.
When you go to a big trading floor, you're looking out on like half an acre of Bloomberg terminals.
And it's not just that. Wolf says Bloomberg is woven into the fabric of Wall Street.
Whether it's the terminal or the various magazines or trading services, almost everyone in the financial business has some interaction with some part of Bloomberg on a regular basis.
That omnipresence on Wall Street is part of why this breach is so serious, says media analyst Ken Doctor. Having the trust of the banks is crucial to Bloomberg's business. Those terminals make up 85% of the company's revenue.
That's the center of the business, and it raises that question of, well, is the terminal as secure as we thought?
Big banks are asking that very question. Bloomberg is doing damage control with dozens of clients. J.P. Morgan has asked Bloomberg to see logs of its reporters' activities on the terminals. Citigroup reportedly banned some of its traders from using Bloomberg's chat service. Again, Ken Doctor.
It can be just a blip, but it will be a blip that's going to be remembered for a long time.
By banks and individuals.
Sometimes I have four different Bloomberg terminals on at once.
That's money manager, author, and Bloomberg Terminal customer Stephen Lieb. He says he loves the service and doesn't plan to stop using it, but this incident is giving him pause.
You know, I'm just uncomfortable with people knowing that I'm interested in how the Chinese currency is behaving. I might go to other internet sites than Bloomberg.
Bloomberg has restricted reporters' access in the terminals. In a statement today, the company said nothing is more important than clients' trust, and it's taking all of the action it can to make sure the problem is rectified. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.